Are we really free? That's a question that we should all be asking a lot these days, especially here in the land of the free and the home of the NSA. Back on Memorial Day of 2015, I wrote an article that centered on that question. I'll post a link below. While 2015 was only 6 years ago, the sheer quantity of significant events that have transpired since then really is amazing. We've had Trump and the transformation of American politics into a more overt version of professional wrestling. We've had COVID, politicians gone mad with power, and the crushing of small businesses and the middle class in a mad dash effort to use the virus as cover for a great economic reset that will supposedly leave you, me, and over 99.9% of the population, quote, owning nothing and being happy, end quote. We've also had the election, quote unquote, of 2020, quickly followed by a uniform technocratic push to prevent anyone from publicly discussing perceived credibility issues where that election is concerned. Because that's how you prove an election is legit, you know. I mean, you suppress any and all serious conversation to the contrary. So yeah, things were pretty bad in 2015, and they've managed to get a lot worse since then, especially on the freedom and liberty front. A lot worse. And it's not just that the trajectory is really bad, it's the speed at which we're following that trajectory. It's the acceleration of decline that's really head-spinning, isn't it? In this context, I'd like to share the post that I wrote back in 2015, and then follow it with a few more thoughts from here in 2021. That said, here we go. The article begins, quote, "We're encouraged to feel and do a lot of things on Memorial Day. We're purposefully immersed in countless emotion-provoking images, speeches, and sentiments. We're encouraged to lovingly admire, support, and adore our beloved American state. To that end, we're called to remember the great sacrifices made by many to secure the freedoms and liberties that we now enjoy in America. Great sacrifices have indeed been made by many, and we most certainly should be thankful for those sacrifices and for those who believe that they were, through those sacrifices, building a better future for generations to come. A future rooted in increasing freedom and liberty." But the question that in this context is begging to be asked, and the question that we are never encouraged to answer is, are we really free? Do we have more or less liberty, freedom, and privacy than we did, say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years back? Perhaps even more importantly, at what rate are we gaining or losing freedom and liberty in America? Where is this culture heading and how fast is it moving to get there? The answers seem fairly obvious from the get-go, and the more one dares consider the importance of those answers in detail, the more unsettling our situation becomes, which is why we are never encouraged to seriously contemplate the question of, quote, American freedom, end quote, in detail here in the land of the free and the home of the NSA. Consider the following quote from President Ronald Reagan as delivered on a Memorial Day in the early 80s. Quote, "I can't claim to know the words of all the national anthems in the world, but I don't know of any other that ends with a question and a challenge as ours does. Does that flag still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? That is what we all must ask." End quote. So, does that flag still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Does it? Reagan noted that this is a question that we all must ask, and for good reason. The answer to that question seems kind of important, doesn't it? Sure it does, which again is why we're not encouraged to ask it. That said, let's begin to consider the question by examining our national claim to things like freedom and bravery. Let's start with freedom. What has happened to the concept and application of individual privacy in the United States over the past decade or two? Are we more secure in our privacy as Americans or less? Is our individual privacy more respected and protected by the U.S. government or less so? Are privacy rights equal for the political, banking, and ruling elite classes and the rest of us? Or is true privacy only for them and decidedly not for us? Is our national government's approach to privacy for the typical citizen indicative of that government's desire for the preservation of freedom or the erosion thereof en route to the imposition of full-blown statism? Are we even free to own our own homes? Or are we now all serfs on land owned by the government, obligated by that government to pay rent so that gems like Marxist-inspired public schools can be funded for the purpose of making every generation of Americans more statist than the last? Are we free to work hard, invest, and pursue business ventures based upon the solid, fair foundation for economics provided in Scripture, Or are we instead operating under the purposeful bondage of a system of economics built upon the premise that a few elites must be given the power to craft money, quote unquote, fiat currency, effortlessly out of thin air so that the rest of humanity might be directed and controlled, effectively making the money-creating elite the owners of everyone and everything beneath them? This list could go on, but since our first question has been answered, we'll stop here. Are we free? No, not by a long shot. So then, on to the next question. Are we brave? Well, just as we are comparatively free for the time being when measured against certain other people, like North Korea, so too are we a land blessed with many who are really and truly brave. But that really isn't the point, is it? That isn't where the question is going. The question is aiming at our general identity as a people. Are we the home of the brave? Is true bravery something that we're all about here in America, or is our approach to everything, bravery included, now thoroughly shaped, molded, and controlled by our beloved American state? Is true bravery something that is really and truly encouraged in the average American life, or is it something that's discouraged and retarded by things like state-controlled children's education? Are we in America encouraged to have the bravery required to test all things, including America itself, in light of objective truth, the nature of God as revealed in His Word, or are we instead discouraged from doing so? Want to test this? Ask the typical modern-day professing conservative Christian American whether the freedom to openly worship a false god is a good or bad thing in America or anywhere else. The vast majority of responses will include some version of yes, very likely to be accompanied by the claim that this freedom to openly worship false gods is, get this, a God-given right. If you continue beyond that answer to push for biblical consideration of the supposedly God-given right to worship false gods, you will likely be attacked personally and criticized as anything from unpatriotic and un-American to overly religious and not living in the real world. Because, you know, the real world is what America says it is, not what Christ the King says it is. And if you don't toe that line, you're not a good American, and probably not a real Christian either. That's how things work in America. In America, even Christ and Christianity are measured by the guiding light of America and American tradition rather than the other way around. It all comes down to emotion-driven, self-serving idolatry. And that, my fellow Americans, no matter how much it may be painted as bold American bravado, is anything but true bravery. Bravery, as with all else in Christ's creation, is only properly defined, understood, and applied in light of His nature as revealed in His Word. When we demonstrate the true bravery to go to Him for the right definition and approach to everything from patriotism and economics to freedom and bravery, then we will have little trouble seeing that the answer to the second question under consideration is the same as the answer to the first. Are we brave? No. Our pride and rebellion, epitomized by our celebration of the God-given right to openly worship false gods, has made us cowards and liars who tend to lie more and more about everything, including how brave and free we are. So then we have the hard, sad answer to that important question posed by Ronald Reagan not that long ago. Does that flag still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? No, it does not. The flag may well continue to flutter in the breeze over our government-run schools and government-owned homes, but we are not free and we are not brave. And the longer that we refuse to be biblically brave through grace-fueled repentance and submission to Christ, the more unfree we will become. It should come as no surprise that by pursuing a form of bravery that stands in proud, man-centered opposition to the Lordship of Christ, we have been led to a kind of liberty that is also in opposition to Christ and, as a result, just as much of a lie. That kind of liberty and freedom, the kind that we now have in America, is the antithesis of actual freedom and liberty, which can only be found through loving submission to Christ as King in practice. What we have proudly secured in place of Christ-defined freedom and liberty is a path to ever-increasing slavery that will culminate in the living hell of statism, which is a living hell even when it's an American flag that's being used by the state in question. May God grace us with a desire to remember and submit to His nature as revealed in His Word as the standard by which and the banner under which all things are to be tested, understood, and pursued in every realm of life. Only that will make us brave, because only He can make us free. That's the end of the article written in 2015. Now, this is 2021, and from where we sit now, a lot of the questions asked in that post are even scarier than seemed possible just 6 years back. Questions like, at what rate are we gaining or losing freedom and liberty in America? Where is this culture heading, and how fast is it moving to get there? The good news is that the darkness of our creepier-by-the-minute situation serves to highlight the solution to that darkness all the more. With every freedom and liberty lost, and with every plague and power-mad tyrant wannabe that lunges out from under the rocks to take more and more control over our lives, we are being blessed with clarity the likes of which leaves us with no excuses. That can be either a very terrible thing if we decide to just sort of go with the flow and accept the fate being prepared for us by the elite abuser class that's guiding us down the last few steps into total tyranny, or it can be a beautiful thing by inspiring us to wake up, man up, and fight to win, as we have been called and equipped to do. That's the spirit and attitude that we hope to inspire here at the Hellraiser Report. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel and visit HellraiserReport.com.